USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 8 of witness testimony in the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Stinger discussing the defense's argument that an angry crowd of bystanders distracted Chauvin.
There was some name calling, yes, but and some foul language. That was about the most of it.
Did that factor into your analysis?
No.
Why not?
Because I did not perceive them as being a threat.
Attorney generals from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes after the administration set rules narrowing its immigration enforcement priorities. The AG saying that the memoranda failed to prioritize detention of criminal aliens with final orders of removal. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"This early, we don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up, so I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these movies."
A new report out says Tiger Woods was going 83 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone when he crashed his vehicle earlier this year near Los Angeles. The 45-year-old suffering leg injuries but won't face any charges or citations. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are no plans in the Biden administration to create COVID passports for vaccinated Americans. That's according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She made the announcement Tuesday during her daily press briefing. The possibility of COVID passports has prompted fierce opposition from many Republicans. Former HHS Assistant Secretary Brett Jouard tells Fox News the government may not come up with a COVID-19 passport, but we can probably expect private businesses to do so.
I think there are certain situations where businesses will want you to prove that you've been vaccinated. A nursing home, for example, if you're going into a nursing home or a worker there. Or, for example, I'm going on a cruise in September. It's a 100% vaccinated cruise. Now, I can't leave from the United States because the CDC doesn't allow that, but I feel perfectly safe. But I don't feel the federal government should do it, and I think there should be a compelling reason, like a nursing home. Having a vaccine passport to get in a store or eat at a restaurant or go to school is absolutely not justified by the evidence. And if we do have some kind of documentation, I think it needs to be done by the private sector, not by the federal government, who wouldn't do it correctly anyway. You can be sure of that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Today is World Health Day. It was established by the World Health Organization to raise awareness about specific health concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.